Then trust my choice. I chose Bani Hashim over others, over Bani Umayyah, Bani Taym, Bani Uday, Bani Fulan, Bani Fulan. But Abu Sufyan could not. Abu Sufyan could not absorb this, that the Prophet is the messenger of God. It was difficult for him. So some people have problem with both. Some people have a problem. They don't have a problem with Tawheed, but they do have a problem with Nubuwwah. Millions of people today, they believe in God. They believe that there is one God, but they don't believe Muhammad is the messenger of God. Many people, millions of people, billions of people. That is the second test. Then God tested the Muslims with the third test, which is the toughest one. And that is the test of Imamah and Wilayah. That is the most difficult test. Many Muslims today, they accept the first and the second. They have no problem with the two shahadatain, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. But when it comes to the third one, they have a problem. Either because they still did not understand it, nobody taught them. God says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى. We send down the bayinat, the evidence, the knowledge, the ma'rifah. We send it down for people to know it, to recognize it, to embrace it. But some people conceal it. Who are those who conceal it? The mashayikh, the ulama. They don't speak about that. For some reasons, some of these reasons are political reasons. Many times I meet some people from other traditions and they say, we hear this for the first, I'm 40 years old, but I hear this for the first time in my life. Our mashayikh, our elders, our teachers never mentioned these facts. These are Quranic facts embedded in the Quran, but they don't speak about that. Allah says in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, those who conceal the truth, on purpose they conceal it. Because of political reasons, they don't tell the people the full story. They hide the story. They don't want people to know the truth. God says, أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. First, I am going to practice my la'na. And la'na, la'natullah, it means I'm going to exclude them from my mercy. I'm not going to embrace such people who conceal the truth. They don't tell the people, the masses. The mudarris, the muallim, the teacher has a responsibility to tell you the truth, to tell you everything. He should not manipulate, he should not conceal, he should not hide. Yaktumun, it means when they conceal. This is in this book, in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah. In this book, God says many scholars, many rabbis, many priests, many imams, many educators, they don't tell you the full story. They tell you part of it and they conceal for political reasons. They don't. God says, أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهِ. They are not part of my mercy. وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Also, people have to curse them. Because this is the biggest crime. When God is saying, sending you a letter and someone is hiding the letter from you, this is a crime. Because God wants you to be guided. God wants you to know the truth. So when someone hides that from you, it's a crime against the humanity. It's a crime against God. This is what happened. The toughest test is the test of Imamah and Wilayah. Why? Because some people did not know about it. They don't read, they don't listen. Some people, they go every Friday prayers to the Friday prayer. Every, they don't miss any Friday prayers. But the mashayikh, they don't mention this. They mention everything except the Imamah and the Wilayah. They don't mention. So either because they don't know, or they know but they have something called stubbornness. They don't want to accept. It's hard for them to accept. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib says, Allah tested the Muslim Ummah with us, with Ahlul Bayt. Presented Ahlul Bayt to the Ummah and he wanted to test the Ummah whether they accept them or they reject them. Many people failed this test. They failed. Another reason Allah says again in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the second chapter, one of the best chapters in the Quran, has many lessons, many reminders, Surah Al-Baqarah. أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Or do they envy this family that I chose? يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. فَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلَ دَاوُدَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا. God says, it is me. Don't accuse others. If you want to quarrel, come and quarrel with me. This is my choice. فَقَدْ فَلَقَدْ verily, فَلَقَدْ means verily, definitely. We have chose the family of Ibrahim. And who are the family of Ibrahim? Not only his son Ismail. The descendants of Ibrahim are Muhammadun wa alu Muhammad. The family of Hashim, Bani Hashim, are the descendants of Ibrahim. The Prophet, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Fatima al-Zahra, other Imams, those are the descendants of the family of Ibrahim. We have bestowed on Ibrahim and his family. We, God says, I did this. I did this on purpose because I know the reason. I know what I am doing. God says, people do not know what they are doing, but I know. فَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ, the book, the scripture, وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and wisdom. Because only book with no wisdom, you're going to mess up. You're going to be ISIS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. He carries the book, but he does not have wisdom. He doesn't have wisdom. He doesn't have reason. God says, we have given them the scripture, al-kitab, and wisdom to practice. وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا. And we have given them the mulk, the kingdom, to rule, to judge among the people, to be leaders. This is God's choice. Now, my friends, what do we say to someone who says imama and khilafah is the job of people, not the job of God? And they use this passage, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ, Surah Al-Shura. Their affairs is a consultation among them, shura. So we have to elect the caliph, the imam, through the ballot box, through the democratic process. What is your answer? God says, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنُهُمْ. أَمْرُهُمْ here does not mean leadership, political leadership. Because when it comes to political leadership, God says, this is my right, this is my jurisdiction. This is my right. This is my privilege. I am going to choose. And this is why God says in Surah Al-Qasas, chapter 28, Surah Al-Qasas, God says, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. It is only your Lord who creates and chooses for leadership. وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَارُ. We don't give people this choice. Very simple. God says, I don't give the people the choice to elect their prophet or their khalifa or their imam. Maybe I give them the choice to elect the mayor of Irvine. This is your business. To elect the president of the United States of America. This is their business. But when it comes to a prophet and imam, this is not people's choice. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةِ. There is no democracy. God says in this, when we choose prophets and imams, there is no democracy. I don't leave this issue for people to decide. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةِ. We have to accept. Did the people of Mecca said, oh God, we need Muhammad as a prophet? No, none of them. In fact, many of them, 99% of them, they did not like the prophet. They didn't want Muhammad to be the prophet. They came and they said, لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. Why this book, God did not send it to someone who's rich. He sent it to someone who's poor. His father is dead. He doesn't have father now. His father died when his mother was pregnant with him. He doesn't have money. He doesn't have saving. This is what they said. They rejected the nubuwa of the prophet because the prophet was orphan. Because the prophet was not rich. So God did not leave. But God said, no, I know. I know what I'm doing. I'm choosing the best one. If I leave it to you, You're going to choose someone like Donald Trump. 60 million people chose him as a president of this country. And maybe they're going to re-elect him again in 2020. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. People of the dunya, people of who only think of their financial, economic interest. People who only think of materialism. No spirituality, no akhlaq, no morality. Of course they would re-elect another person. Someone like him again. Don't be shocked. Allah says no, but when it comes to the prophet and the imam, he's different. I'm going to choose someone for you that you are not going to regret. Yes, in the beginning you have difficulty accepting him, but then you will respect him. Then you will know that God made the right choice. And therefore, my friends, when it comes to the imamah and wilayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the best choice and the right choice by choosing Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam as the successor to Prophet Muhammad. He chose someone who had no envy, no jealousy, no greed, no personal interest in this life. Ali did not work for himself. Ali worked for God. He worked for Allah. He would say, I am always Abdullah wa akhu rasulih. I am the slave of God and the brother of his apostle, his prophet. He made the right choice because God said, I chose a family that they are refined, purified. They are not attached to the dunya. Once people are attached to the dunya, they can mess up. They can destroy the dunya and the akhirah. As you can see today. People, when they are attached to the dunya, they lose their values, principles. Can you imagine the president, he sends tweets and he has interviews against John McCain, who died 8 months ago. He's still attacking him, still. He says, I hate this guy. The guy, I don't know where is he now. I really don't know. But he's still attacking him. This is a president of a nation of 330 million people. This is the president of the strongest country in the world. Not only he attacks the living people, he attacks the dead ones. God says, I would not do that. I would not choose someone to mess up your dunya for you. I want someone to be a role model. Someone, when you see him, you get inspired by his behavior, by his manner, by his humility. And this is what God did. When he chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a prophet, the last prophet, and Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ali, who we celebrated his birthday on the 13th of Rajab. Allahumma ij'alna min al-mutamassikin bi wilayati Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat. وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.